This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli national has been found dead after being shot in a West Bank Palestinian town, the latest death in the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli national was pronounced dead after being fatally shot in the town of Kalkulia, where Israeli troops are operating. Israeli nationals are prohibited from entering Kalkulia and other areas of the West Bank. In a separate event, the Palestinian Civil Defense, an emergency group active in Gaza, said that they pulled around 19 bodies from a building that was hit by an Israeli strike in an eastern neighborhood in Gaza City. The group said its emergency workers were also digging for survivors at the site of another strike in a refugee camp west of Gaza City. The AP has been unable to verify the figures provided by the emergency group. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Evacuations have been ordered for northern New Mexico as heavy rains continue to flood the area. AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
Heavy rain and flash flood warnings have prompted mandatory evacuations in New Mexico's city of Las Vegas. After devastating wildfires this week, now residents in New Mexico have to deal with flooding from heavy rainfall. Near Albuquerque, the National Weather Service says there was flash flooding with multiple road closures. The Las Vegas municipal government announced mandatory evacuations for parts of the city, setting up shelters on both the east and west side. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen by late Friday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian attack on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv killed 2 civilians and injured at least 2 others on Saturday, the regional governor said. Russian forces hit residential quarters with guided bombs. Rescue workers were working at the site. This is VOA News. When Hezbollah's leader said nowhere in Israel would be safe if it went to war with Lebanon, many Lebanese began to brace for the worst. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Hezbollah has been firing rockets at Israel in solidarity with its Palestinian ally Hamas since the Gaza war erupted in October. It says they won't stop until a ceasefire in Gaza. That's forced tens of thousands to flee homes in Israel, where political pressure is building for tougher action. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have also fled their homes because of the Israeli airstrikes.
The situation is serious.
U.S. diplomacy this week showed deepening concern, too. U.S. President Joe Biden sent over his special envoy, Amos Hochstein.
Further escalation.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Israeli officials to avoid further escalation.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Nigel Farage, leader of the right-wing Reform UK party, is facing wide-ranging criticism over his claim that the West provoked Russian President Vladimir Putin to invade Ukraine in a BBC television interview broadcast Friday evening. Critics from across the political spectrum slammed his statement, with many describing him as a Putin apologist. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Farage was, quote, completely wrong, unquote, and described his comments as a type of appeasement. Amazon is planning a major revamp of its decade-old money-losing Alexa service to include a conversational generative AI with 2 tiers of service and has considered a monthly fee of around $5 to access the superior version, according to people with direct knowledge of the company's plans. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
With embedded AI, Amazon expects Alexa customers will ask it for shopping advice, like which gloves and hat to purchase for a mountain climbing trip. It would represent the first major overhaul of the voice assistant since it was introduced in 2014, along with the Echo line of speakers. The sources who spoke to Reuters include 8 current and former employees who worked on Alexa and who requested anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss confidential projects.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. The Italian Coast Guard has recovered 14 more bodies from last week's shipwreck in the Ionian Sea off the southern Italian coastline, bringing the number of known victims to 34 from the sinking. Dozens are still missing and presumed dead. Survivors reported that the motorboat had caught fire, causing it to capsize off the Italian coast on Sunday night, about 8 days after departing from Turkey, with about 75 people. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.